God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Today we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. The witnesses went to the tomb and they found that the tomb was empty. The actual event of God saving the world really backs up a couple days beforehand on Good Friday, in which God sent his son Jesus Christ, we may remember born in Bethlehem on Christmas Day, is now crucified on Good Friday. He hung on the cross, died, and at that point completed our salvation, a reattachment of humanity lost in its sin, now connected to God. The resurrection, this day, is really, there's not too much going on, but that's by design. The witnesses go to the tomb and there is nothing there. But the reason why we celebrate this day is because it gives proof that God is victorious even over death. During this last season of Lent, our special services have been focused upon God's comfort for us. And today we take up the last part of that, God's comfort for us even in the death of a loved one. Something that would be very devastating for most of us, but through God, through Christ, brings comfort. But not everyone is comforted by God during the death of a loved one. Back a few years ago, one of our previous presidents, more than a few years ago, President Lincoln, and his wife Mary were stunned by the death of their son, who was 11 years old, Willie. They both grieved deeply. And then it was only 3 years after that that President Lincoln was then assassinated. His wife was really emotionally destroyed and spiritually confused. Records show that Mary, President Lincoln's wife, consulted mediums and spiritualists and even began talking to the dead. Even in the Bible, death has a very important part, especially with people grieving. The Bible records a very similar tragic event when Lazarus died, Mary and Martha's brother. These sisters were close friends of Jesus and grieved deeply for him. But instead of consulting mediums or spirits, Mary and Martha consulted Jesus. And when Jesus came in contact with Mary and Martha, he also wept, greatly moved by the experience. But their weeping was not like Mary Lincoln, who had no hope. Of course, Jesus then gave hope to Mary and Martha. That hope came in the words when Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me shall live, even if he dies." These words were put into reality soon after that, as Jesus called forth Lazarus from the dead. Yes, as Jesus does for Mary and Martha, Jesus speaks the same way to you today. You may be grieving the death of a loved one, you may be not, but God's comfort is still there for you. With the same words that we remember today, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall live, even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." This day, as we remember the resurrection of our Lord, we also take comfort. The fact that you can be sure, just as the tomb was empty when the witnesses went to the tomb, you can be sure that all who believe and trust in Jesus Christ have the gift of life. And it's just not life after we die, it's life here and now. Let me just try to sort of set the difference here and try to understand, what does it mean to be connected to God, to be connected to the author of life here and now? First of all, we have to go back to when that connection is made. And typically, it's whenever that gospel is proclaimed, the Holy Spirit works that faith, especially in the miracle of holy baptism, we get connected, or a better way of describing it, grafted to Christ. through baptism. And so to help you understand what this is all about, let me use an analogy. Most of you already knew, I had to learn it the hard way, that there are really two types of kind of plants that you can plant in around the springtime. You have those annuals, and you have those perennials. The annuals, or the perennials, keep coming up year after year, a root that never dies, whereas the annuals live once and then die. Scientists, I recently read, are working on a way of where they would hope that they would able to graft that root from the perennial to the annuals, thereby creating an annual that would never die. While scientists are striving to do this, in reality, this is what God already does for us through Jesus Christ. Every person that is born is really born an annual. That is to say that each of us has one life, after which we die. However, God has some very wonderful news for you. If you are grafted in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ into his death and resurrection, you now have that eternal root. You are now grafted to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and you are grafted for life. And when does that grafting begin? Not at the point of death, at the point of baptism, a new life in Christ. Yes, you will live forever when your Heavenly Father gives you this gift and grafts you to himself. All this takes place because of Jesus' death and his resurrection. You, those who believe and trust in the promises of God, are grafted into immortality. And this is what Scripture is referring to. In 1 Corinthians, it says, this perishable, referring to us, must put on the imperishable, referring to Christ. And this mortal, referring to us, must put on immortality, referring to Christ. And when this perishable will have put on the imperishable, and this mortal will have put on immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death is swallowed up in victory. Thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This day, as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we celebrate that victory given to us. And so God gives us that comfort even in the midst of this celebration, because there are going to be times in our lives, especially when a loved one dies, that our hearts will grieve. Like Mary Lincoln, like Mary and Martha, we may grieve greatly and weep. But unlike Mary Lincoln, we have hope. Our hope is in what today represents. The witness is going to the tomb and finding it empty because our Lord and Savior lives. He is not dead, but alive. In the Old Testament, Job said, I know that my Redeemer lives. And at the last, he will take his stand on the earth. Even after my skin is destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God. I myself shall behold, and whom my eyes shall see, and not another. This is the joy we have in Easter, celebrating the resurrection, knowing that we have life, and we have it now. And it is knowing this fact that we have life and have it now that gives us comfort. Even in the midst of something so devastating as death, God provides comfort to us by sending his Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross, to graft us to himself so that we have life and have it eternally. There's another aspect, so to speak, of grafting, sort of connecting to our Easter, our death and resurrection of our Savior. And that is something we'll celebrate in just a little bit, the Lord's Supper. The Bible reminds us that whenever we eat and drink, we proclaim the Lord's death, and if I may add, and his resurrection until he comes. Not only is this a proclamation of what Christ has done for us, it also grafts us unto life. You see, Christ comes. and brings his love and forgiveness as he comes to us, body and blood, in this bread and wine. He comes grafting himself to us. He comes to bring us comfort. He comes to remind us that death has been swallowed up in victory, the victory of the cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So this day, we celebrate with all of Christendom that Christ rose from the dead, grafting us to life eternal, to bring us comfort each and every day of our lives. Let us pray. Dear Jesus Christ, thank you for destroying the power of death. Thank you for assuring us that our loved ones who have been united to you through our Father's miracle of baptism will also live, grow, die, and rise with you forever. Blessed Jesus, you are the eternal root, unto which all who are attached may die, but not eternally. In your name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.